told you last week that we were going to come back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And we're going to go to 2 Timothy chapter 3, and we're going to be there very briefly, and we're going to leave it, but later on in the sermon, we're going to come back to it. So if it's something that you want to save your place, that might be a good idea to do that. The sermon title today is, Are You Hungry? Are You Hungry? So in 2 Timothy, and if there's any children to be dismissed for children's church, if they haven't been already, they can be dismissed. 2 Timothy in chapter 3, and it's a chapter that you're very familiar with. It says in 2 Timothy in chapter 3, verse 1, But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. Can you discern the signs of the times today? Every day the newspapers and the media are proclaiming it over and over and over. We are living in the last days. Last days before what? The last days before the Lord Jesus Christ himself returns. And I say, come Lord Jesus, and are you with me on that today? Come Lord Jesus, I don't need to be on this earth any longer. We don't need to have any more done with the building project. I'm ready to go home and be with the Lord today. In Isaiah 5 in verse 20 it says this, Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. This scripture is a declaration of divine judgment and condemns those that have distorted the moral compass. And we see that in our society today. Every day, people are out there and they're trying to distort the moral compass by which we have lived by our whole entire life. Right is wrong and wrong is right. Who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter? Those who have a misunderstanding of reality today. In Proverbs 29 and verse 18, it says this in the New King James Version, Where there is no revelation, the people will cast off restraint. In the Old King James, I really like the way it's said better there, Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Meaning a nation that has no leadership, that has no direction from God, that nation will perish. This nation we live in does not seek God, it seeks itself. We call sin good and tell everyone else that they are wrong. God forbid when a nation thinks that a Christian is a threat to society and a Christian is a threat to democracy. They call us radicals, they call us extremists, but when they are the ones that are the radicals and they are the extremists, that is calling evil good and good evil. This brings us back to 2 Timothy chapter 3. And if you look at verse 7 with me today, it says, Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Our world is ever learning, but still not able to come to the knowledge of the truth today. John 14:6 says that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Brother and sister, you can have a bachelor degree and not know Jesus, and you have nothing. You can have a master's degree and not know Jesus and have nothing. You can have a doctorate degree and not know Jesus and not have anything. Is there anything wrong with education? Absolutely not. But if you're of your life on this earth, you don't want education to be the end result, thinking that it will get you to heaven, because it will not. You better know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Amen. In Proverbs 9:10 it says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Fear of the Lord, meaning a deep reverence for God. That's what that fear is, that we reverence Him. To reverence God in your life is wisdom. And the more that I grow in knowledge of Him, I have a deeper understanding of this truth in my life today. Now, if you have been in church for years, you've heard, I'm sure, many sermons on 2 Timothy chapter 3. In verse 1, But know this, in the last days perilous times will come. And you've heard that over and over and over over the years, and you're going to continue to hear that. So the big question is, when you look at this verse, is how did we get here? How did we get here? Turn with me to a book that you usually don't go to, and I'll give you a little bit of time to find it, but turn with me to the book of Amos this morning. Now, Amos is one of the, we would say, the minor prophets. Not that it's minor in power or minor in strength or minor in message, but we know that the book is smaller. We turn to Amos, and you're going to go to Amos, and you're going to find chapter 8, and you're going to go to verse 11 this morning. So Amos chapter 8 and verse 11. It's really interesting that as Amos being a prophet, he was really just a farmer. So you're going to hear a message from a farmer this morning. But in Amos chapter 8 and verse 11, it says this. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord God, that I will send a famine on the land. Not a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea, from north to east. They shall run to and fro, seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not be able to find it. It is amazing that the prophets of old would speak of events that were going to unfold before their very eyes, and amazingly, events in the future that would unfold before us. And that's exactly what the scripture is doing for us today. Amos was telling the people, if they would continue to reject God's mercy, they would face his wrath. Amos was not only speaking of current times for the nation of Israel, but also of future events. In verse 9, when you look at verse 9, it says, and it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God, that I will make the sun go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. What does he say in the very beginning? And it shall come to pass in that day, says the Lord God. It speaks of the time right before Christ's millennial reign. So we're speaking of a time that's still in the period of the tribulation period, the great tribulation. He says, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to take place. And you're going to find that there's going to be a famine in the land, a famine that is going to be self-inflicted. And that famine is seeking the word of God, hearing the word of God, and cannot and will not be able to find it. In verse 12, seeking and seeking, but cannot find it. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 7, what does it say? Always learning, always seeking, but cannot find the source of truth. This message that Amos spoke is unfolding before our very eyes. That we're seeing that there is no desire for the Word of God. And because they've turned away from God, and because they've denied the grace of God so long that all of a sudden, the Lord is turning them over to themselves. They cannot even hear the word of God. Always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Today we have preachers not preaching truth. We know that, you know that, I know that. All over this United States, we got preachers out there, they're preaching what sells. They're not preaching truth. They're preaching what will bring congregations in. They're preaching what people want to hear. The scripture says that they want to have their ears tickled. Well, we don't want to become that at Crossroads Gospel Church. We want to be a church that preaches the truth. And sometimes it hurts our toes when the Lord steps on them, but sometimes we need to have our toes stepped on. Amen. That we are working and living for righteous, not unrighteous, not saying that everything goes, everything's acceptable, lifestyle, live however you want to, when God says that is not true. Because you know why that's so important for your pastor to preach that? Because someday I will be held accountable for it. In the book of Jeremiah, it says the blood of those people will run off the fingertips of the preachers that are not preaching the Word of God. We need the Word of God more than we need anything else.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
So when we turn it back, let's go back to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We go back to 2 Timothy and we're going to go to chapter 4. In chapter 4, I want you to go to verse 3. 2 Timothy chapter 4. And let's start at verse 2. This is what he charges Timothy to do. He says, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of evangelists. Fulfill your ministry. And that's what the church needs to do today.
Amen.
Because we live in a world that people don't want to hear it no more. They don't want to hear it. If you're not preaching what I want to hear, then I'll go find a church on the next corner that will preach what I want to hear. Everything goes. Everything's acceptable. God is love. He's going to accept everybody. And you know what? God is love. God is love. But we also see that God is a righteous and holy God. And we must obey Him, not ourselves, not our desires, not our own wants. But what does Paul tell Timothy? He tells him, I charge you in verse 1. Therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at His appearing and His kingdom. Preach. Preach the word. Be ready in season, out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and teachings. So that's what he's telling Timothy. But what is he telling you today? We live in a world that don't want to hear the word anymore. They're seeking truth, but they're unable to find it. They're always learning, but can't come to the knowledge of the truth. It's like when you watch the news, it's like, what are these people thinking? Why are these people doing this? Why would you ever in your own right mind think what they are thinking and do the things that they are doing? Because the God of this world has blinded their minds to the reality of the truth. And Jesus Christ is the truth.
Amen.
He is our standard that we should live our life by.
Amen.
So this is what he challenges Timothy with. Now let's look at what he challenges us. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, we go on down to verse 14. In verse 14 he says, but you must continue in the things which you have learned, been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. And he tells you then the meaning of the Scripture. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction of in the righteousness, that the man of God or woman of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Saints, I'm telling you today, we need to get hungry.
Amen.
To hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Amen.
And when we speak about righteousness with God, we're talking about uprightness, that we're walking, we can walk upright before Him. Where do I find about upright living before God in His Word? Well, Matthew 5, 6 says this, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. We need to crack the word open daily. Get off the starvation diet. God wants to fill you up. You know, I've read before, they say that if you go hungry long enough, you don't see me getting there, but if you go hungry long enough and you're on starvation for long enough, you won't be hungry for it. You lose the desire to be hungry. You're not hungry anymore. Where our world needs to be hungry for the Word of God. And most certainly, you and I need to be hungry for the Word of God. And I'm telling you, saints, flipping on your phone every day and hearing a TikTok message, a YouTube video, a Snapchat, a Facebook, and saying, oh, I have my word for the day, is not doing it. You need to crack this book open. What does the Scripture say, or what did I say in the bulletin today, and I had it in there last week. You find somebody that has a Bible falling apart, and I'll show you a person that is not falling apart.
Amen.
that we need to align ourselves with the Word of God as never before in the society that we live in today, and that means that you and I need to be in this book on a daily basis.
Amen.
Instead of looking at Facebook, get your face in the book.
Amen.
Crack the Word open. Interface with God on a daily basis. We say this before, and we've said it many, many times. This is God's breath in written form to each and every one of us today. It shows us how to live. It shows us how to raise our children. It shows us what we are supposed to be as a married couple. It shows us what we are supposed to be as individuals that walk upright before God. We need to get thoroughly involved in the Word of God. Get excited about the Word of God.
Amen.
Get excited about getting yourself in there. And I know that if you're like me, when I first started out, it was like, man, I could read one side of the page and I'd forget what I read by the time I got to the other side of the page. You know what the old timers used to tell me? You keep on reading, because the Holy Spirit is going to do a work in your life even when you think He's not doing a work in your life.
Amen.
Keep yourself involved in the Word of God and it will come. An easy way to get started, if you're not a Bible reader, is read the Gospel of John. And when you read it once, you turn around and you read it again. And after you read it the second time, you turn around and you read it a third time. And do that through the Gospels that you have in the Word. Have a systematic approach to the Gospel and your trust in the Word of God. We need to get ourselves involved. I can't stress it enough. Because if you believe what this world is telling you, they're going to tell you you're all wrong.
That's right.
And you know what? That's not what the Scripture says. The Scripture says you're the ones that are right. We got to tune that out and listen to our Creator. Put our trust in Him. Sometimes we can simply read a quick devotion of the day and say, well, I got that done for the day. Get yourself in the Word. I want to tell you something. Pastor Leo, Pastor Carol, we have pastored for over 35 years. I think this is our fifth church. And I know that when we started this church, you know, I'm not one that preaches through books. So I don't go home and read a book and then you're going to have an 8-session series of sermons on that book. I don't do that. The reason I don't do that, not because there's not good books, because I do a lot of reading. And there's a lot of good authors that I really like to read. But you know what the Lord told me? The Lord told me, He says, I want you to listen to me.
Amen.
So your messages on Sunday morning are not something that I derived out of a book. But I pray about it during the week and the Lord lays it on my head, my heart. And that's what I deliver on Sunday morning. I don't practice them. I don't time them. I don't do anything. I just listen to the Lord and what the Lord lays on my heart. He knows what you need better than I would ever know what you need. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we come before you today in the name of the Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for the goodness of your Word. Father, in the Word, your pastures are always green, and every time that we turn to it, we can graze and we can feed. And Father, we grow every time that we turn. I pray that, Lord, in each and every one of our hearts and our lives today, that you would place a desire that, Father, a hunger for your Word, that we would want to get ourselves in the Word of God on a daily basis. And get ourselves in there and sit down and pore over the Scripture. Learn and grow from the power of the Holy Spirit that will be working in each and every one of us. As we see this day approaching, the coming of the Lord Jesus, Father, that's much more that spurs us on that we need to be involved in the Word of God, growing and learning in grace and truth and learning more about our Lord and Savior. I pray that, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you would place that desire on every heart and every life today. And I ask it in Jesus' name. I pray for anyone today that wants to rededicate their life to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you would speak to their heart right now. Today is the day of salvation.
Yes.
Today is the day to get it going in the right direction. Today is the day that you can turn your life once again towards the Lord.